cancer is something that doesn't discriminate.
Can we get a picture with
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Awesome, thank you.
There's no race, creed, or color that determines that you get cancer or not.
How are you? I sure can.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What's your name?
You know, my family was something we had to deal with. My brother, who's 15 months younger than me, was born with neuroblastoma, a tumor that affects your adrenal glands.
Kyle, his birth weight was very large. So with Casey, they said, we'll schedule a C-section for him if he's going to be as large as your first child. Within an hour, he wasn't breathing because the tumor started pressing on his abdomen, but we had no clue what was going on, neither did the doctors. So they rushed him over to the children's hospital by ambulance. They proceeded to tell us that Casey had neuroblastoma. So Casey was an hour old when they figured it all out. 2 weeks old when they took out the tumor, 4 months old when they started chemotherapy.
It was a little shocking to get that news, but luckily we had good family and everybody was pulling for him.
My name's Casey Rudolph. I'm Kyle's brother. I'm 26 years old. I've been cancer-free since I was 14 months. I spent the whole first year pretty much in the hospital. My immune system was so weak that anybody that came around me, anybody that came near me, had to, you know, wear a mask, had to be sterile, had to have gloves on.
I couldn't be anywhere near my brother. His immune system was extremely depleted, battling the cancer. My parents had enough stuff to worry about taking care of my brother. They didn't want to worry about keeping an eye on me the entire time as well.
Cub being so little, he wanted to play. So there was no place for him to go because you can't come into a hospital room. So that first year was pretty much, we just separated them. And that was the whole idea behind Kyle Rudolph's End Zone.
The End Zone idea came about, you know, when I was actually in the St. Paul Children's Hospital. They opened a Child Life Zone and I was there for the grand opening. Got to see what things they were doing. That's kind of where the idea started. And then I coupled that with my experiences, my stories.
It's awesome.
As well as getting information from a lot of the kids and patients in the hospital to, you know, what is the hospital missing? What do you guys need?
Like Thanksgiving, I guarantee you there's so many kids in that hospital that won't see their siblings and see their, even their dad or their mom because they're isolated up there.
Our dream is that kids of all ages will be able to take time away from why they're really there, to escape the fact that they're fighting, some of them, for their lives. We hope that this space is a place where little kids, teenagers, can go and they can all be entertained and all find something that they look forward to doing.
How old are you?
13.
13, awesome.
It's exciting to see him go up there and put a couple smiles on some kids that I know are battling and their families battling. And we pray for all those people every day. And, you know, we want them to get better. And, you know, sometimes laughter is the best medicine.
This is the best.
He's not just a football player. Those guys, you know, they're good guys. And they do a lot of good things that you don't hear about. Not just Kyle, but he gets teammates and they all come up and support him. And when he has any event at all he's got to do is call those guys and ask him, and they're there. With Kyle, everybody talks, you know, he's a great football player. The best compliment is that he's a better person, and that's really what means the most.
To see everything come to fruition and see us all come full circle has just been a true blessing. I'm truly just proud of him, of what he's done and what he has accomplished.
I think once the space opens, it'll be an opportunity for our family to kind of leave our mark here on the Twin Cities community, which, you know, is home for us now. And if these kids are looking forward to spending time in our End Zone and not thinking about what the real reason why they're in the hospital, then I think our dreams will have come true with the space.